100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, you're in the spotlight. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's a goofed-up headset or, well, you know. The topic this week was games. We have a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas of the Fifth Coffee. I'm just starting my first, if you're wondering. Back to the Baileys. Yeah. I need it.
The game was played with alcohol and chainsaws. Each contestant was to drink 6 ounces of vodka, fuel and start a chainsaw, and run with it barefoot around the city park. The first one to stumble and remove one of their own body parts was the loser, of course, while the last one left standing and remaining out of custody of the police was the winner. This game was invented by the local crowd at Gateway Tavern in Port Angeles to celebrate logging. Last week the game was played and brought out the State Patrol SWAT team and tax squad. My 7-year-old daughter caught me copying another one of her stories, so the game is up. I have no imagination of my own and relied on little Rachel for all my submissions. Rachel is homeschooled and has a social and intellectual IQ that is off the charts in spite of her autism. Therefore, I cannot participate in 100 word stories because of my deep shame and embarrassment, much less the ribbing and scolding I've had to endure these last few days. So with this, goodbye to 100-word stories and the dozens of you that contribute regularly.
Aw, that's sad. Well, we're going to miss you, Thomas. Oh, well. Does your daughter want to submit stories? Just send her the promo. So thank you for all you've done, Thomas, and I'll miss you. And Bruin will miss you. Yeah, he's up here on the sofa, but unlike a certain other cat, well, he doesn't talk much. Yeah, he just spreads out and lets me pet his tummy. Yeah, let's just get the tummy molesting going. Oh, he loves that. All right. Yeah, it's been a week, folks. You know what's up. Next up is Tura. Tura, let's just interrupt my downward spiral here for a moment and, well, bring a little light into the world.
My opponent had considered her move for fully 2 hours, while I no less intently studied the position, tracing out glimmers of possibility. "Ah," she adumbrated at last, "do you see?" She rapidly sketched on the blackboard a braided diaconescu quincunx. Thunderstruck, I gasped, excluded by Hammersmith's duality. Negated by Faversham's little theorem. But the Fronsky diagram. Her genius burst on me like a large hadron collider. Is obstructed in quine. Precisely, she gesticulated. So, Mornington Crescent. We warmly shook hands. Thank you, I said, in the traditional acknowledgement of superior play after a hard-fought game, for enriching my understanding.
Thank you, Tura. I actually had to look some of those up and, well, now I'm even more confused, but enlightened. Next up, we have Lizzie Goodcoff, who I think she may have ignored the topic. That's okay. It's a weekly challenge, folks, and you can either use the topic or be inspired by it, or just throw it out the window and have a good time, and write whatever you want. I've been saying that now for how many weeks? Oh, wait. I just... whatever. I need to put it up there on the site. If anyone has any, if you go to the site and you see the instructions that I give for the weekly challenge, and you know of a way of tightening those up and making those more, simple, easy, forgiving, friendly, fun, well, just write me, man. And I may even pay you for your ad copy there. I don't know. I'll give you a monkey or something. You want a monkey? Yeah, Bruin's going to write it. It's just going to go meow, 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 meow. Oh, God. When is April Fool's anyway? Oh, how? 1, 2, 3. April Fool's is on a Sunday. Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, wait, I'm rambling again. Okay, here's Lizzie's story before I get all tied up.
Oh, come on. You didn't know him. He was just a cat. No, he wasn't. I have seen photos of him, watched videos with him, and heard his voice in the podcast. Aren't you being overdramatic here? No. All the way across an ocean, I did know him. I felt him drift away. Anyone who has ever shared his life with a cat knows what I mean. Okay, fine. But wasn't this supposed to be about games? Yep, but I just don't feel like it. And you don't have 100 words either. Yep, but who cares? This was Lizzie Goodcough. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. It's been one hell of a week, one hell of a month, one hell of a year. Isn't that right, Boo? Yeah, he's not gonna... I don't think he's ever gonna talk on the podcast. He's not a talker. And Miss doesn't say a damn thing unless he, you know, squeaky squeaky at the back window. That's what the, She does her shriekies every now and then, swatting at the wind chimes we have hanging from the back door, letting us know, I went out, I went out. And, all right. Go out there, go play. And then just looks up and stares. Next up, we have Paw Pescador. Paw's returned. This is going to be fun. Let's see. No, Midget. Come on out. I know you've had a bad time, too. He was one of your buddies, too. Okay, well, no. Just read this. You'll feel okay. Here, have these pills, too. Oh, yeah, they're nice and pretty. Okay. Here you go.
Game is over, she told me, crying as I entered home from work. What do you mean? I replied. It was 10 o'clock. I had had a special bad day and was really tired. I didn't want to fight with her. She always won these kind of matches. I left my wallet on the floor and led her to explain. She admitted her love affair and she wanted me to be comprehensive. And I was. In fact, I knew something. Today I had just fired him, and now I had a free hand to ask her for the divorce.
Thank you, Paul, and welcome back. Next up, we have Zach Mann. Yay! Oh, wait, he's got losethegame.net/fact. Oh, this is going to be fun. A new game to play. All right. Zach Mann makes the first move.
First rule, you are playing the game. Second rule, every time you think about the game, you lose. Third rule, loss of the game must be announced. No one wins. I told you to forget about that stupid game. You can't win. It is over. I'm not playing, says Dylan. You wish you could forget about the game. You are too. Everyone is playing, even if they don't know they are, I retort. You know what Crap Mariner did? He picked game for this week's topic. Making you think of the game. Now repeat after me. I lost the game.
Yes. We've all lost, haven't we? No, I'm not going down that road. Thank you, Zach, man. Yeah, all the little pink pegs and blue pegs. You ever think about that game of life? Everyone's going, 12, I want to get a 12, I want to get a 12, I want to fill up my car, I want to die first. That's messed up, man. all right. Thank you, Zach, man. Next, we have Tom. Uh-oh. Tom didn't put a big updates or not on his thing, and I don't listen to these beforehand, so it's going to be a mystery. Spin that dial.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called If You're Not Telling the Story, You're in the Story. I'm game, said Jack, raising the Henry shotgun over his shoulder. He and Frank moved along the waterfront following the trail of body parts. Do you ever get tired of zombie stories? Inquired Frank when he heard the pack move to his left. Frank sensibly froze as Jack leveled the shotgun. Then he dropped and rolled towards Jack. The first round took out 5 of the closest, the second 3 to the left. From the ground, Frank picked off the 2 on the right. Lifting him to his feet, Jack said, "You got game, bro."
Thank you, Tom. A little action hero there. Yeah, we could use that. Speaking of my favorite action hero, have you ever heard the legend of Bonchan's Longfall? I have. He's one that I think you'd greatly relish, although he's not relish. But still, I get a little confused. Here's Bonchan's, and if you're listening to this on Sunday morning, you can hop into SL and listen to him read around 2 Pacific time. Just drop me a line, and I need to build up somewhere a calendar or whatever. Someone has one of all the stuff. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? Sometimes it's good not to be organized and just let the chips fall where they may.
Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge. This week's challenge word, game. Carl, I haven't seen you in ages. I heard you were laid up and stuck in the house. Still playing that Misty Realms thing? Yes, it is all I have to pass the day. I am worried about Abraxas, though. He keeps trying to reach 10th level mage and gets so depressed when he fails. George and Martha, the Nico couple, are divorced again, and I'm not so sure they will get back together. Carl? Yes, Alex. You do know it's just a game. Right? What? Oh, yes, of course. Alex looked at Carl. He was not at all convinced. I have, at SoundCloud.com, about 10 pieces that are recorded. You could skip the one called The Raven. I was playing with that one. It's a little bit, trying to make it a little scary or something. And also at PoetrySoup.com, I have about 20 pieces recorded there. You can check it anytime. Thank you very much.
And that, my friends, is how you thoroughly plug your work. You see, you lay out the URLs, you keep it simple, and you just say, hey, come on, check my stuff out. So be sure to check out Bonchance's stuff. If it's as good as this past story here, man, you should just hit stop. And just bring up your browser right now. Do it. Do it. I don't care if you're driving. Oh, thank you, Bonchance. Next up, we have one from Robert. I don't ever say last names until they say in the comments, hey, it's okay. But hold on. I don't have the equipment to record this, but I appreciate you reading it. Well, I'm not going to read it. Not me. No, that's what the midget is for. Okay, let's see if I can get the midget back here. He was just worn out from the last one. No, there's going to be a few more, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
Chronic House of Cards Syndrome, a condition that occurs post-Parker Brothers Monopoly, broke George Lipton in two, creating an empty fragment of a child touched by both physical and psychological pain derived from a nexus of crippling isolation, self-absorption, paranoia, and the overwhelming anxiety of potentially landing on Boardwalk or Park Place after a recent hotel development, which eventually led to drug abuse, a host of sexually transmitted diseases, a chronic inflammation of the bladder, and premature death. George's story eventually led to federal legislation to demolish the architecture of all card houses. George's mother could only muster up these words, gingerbread houses.
Thank you, Robert. And welcome, just welcome to the greatness that is 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I so rarely talk about this podcast in superlatives, but you know what? Yesterday I was having so much smoke blown up my ass by all these magazine types going, hey, awesome, and this and that, and I'm like, really? Come on, man. It is what it is. Although, should I start letting them blow smoke up my ass? I mean, if I'm being dismissive of their compliments because I don't take compliments, well, I fucking lose it. Does that mean I'm being dismissive of their compliments of your efforts? You guys should just stick up and say, oh, well, you know, you can be just a jackass about it, but my stuff is good. Put that in, instead of plugs next week, say, my stuff is awesome, and just, we'll have an awesome off. You know that Dick Cavett hates the word awesome? And here's the thing with, Alec Baldwin, when he's talking to his neighbor in another gigantic mansion, but he's one of the people. Okay, 99%, you joke. All right, next up we have Muncie. Oh, goody, his suggestion next week is, I should have gone with that one. Oh, well, goddamn hat. Here's Muncie and his story.
Well, I'm looking at my Twitter, and we didn't quite get 25 votes to get me to read this week's story as Nicolas Cage. But you know what? Screw it. Let's do it anyway. You guys have been good, and you deserve nice things. Let's make this happen. Games! Written by Christopher Monroe, performed by Nicolas Cage! As the assassins kicked in my bedroom door, I knew the game was up. Don't hate the player, I called as I bolted for the window. Hate the game! But they wouldn't. Listen! You think we're playing games with you, their leader asked as they wrestled me to the floor? This is no game! I thought it was game over for sure. But before they could finish me off, my alarm clock sounded. I woke just in time to see the team of assassins kicking in my bedroom door. And that's when I realized I was still inside the game! Short stories at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Videos on YouTube at Munzee Sells Out. Tweet me at Twitter at Munzee Munzee. Or stare in a mirror, say Munzee three times, and know that somewhere in the world I, too, am staring in a mirror.
I never go around mirrors, 'cause I hate to see a grown man cry. Oh, thank you, Munzee. And, no, I'm not going to go to a mirror and say Muncie 3. You know, more people should have responded. I keep asking folks to do stuff with Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and all those. Now there's Pinterest. Pinterest. What's the deal with Pinterest? I don't understand it. It's like, here's a picture. I want this. Here's a picture. This sucks. Here's a picture. Here's a picture. Here's a picture. And it's like, I have no idea what it's about. I don't understand this crap. You know, at what point are they just going to have lick the screen? Lickthescreen.com. And you just lick the screen all day. Who the hell makes this stuff up? At least it's not Google Wave, right? Thank you, Muncie. Next up, let's go with, You may recognize the font. I don't know. This one's by Four Worlds. Not just one world. Not just two, because one world is enough for all of us, said Sting. No, Sting's wrong. He's off being tantric for hours. No. Two worlds? No, this isn't Charles Dickens. Three worlds? You're getting close. Four. Four worlds. That way the worlds can play bridge. And guess which one's the dummy? Here's four worlds.
Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. I love them all. Trading cards, Sports Illustrated, radio play-by-play. My childhood resonated with the unfolding drama of each passing season. That was a long time ago. I haven't watched a single game since my bookie skipped town and disappeared with my winnings. I was 18, now I'm 50. Seems like an overreaction, but I don't regret it. The decision gifted me with tens of thousands of hours over the last three decades, time that would have otherwise been squandered on trivial sports-related pursuits. I found much better ways to waste my time.
You know what the best way is to waste your time? Write thousands of hundred-word stories, and then forget to tag them, or word count them cleanly so that you have to go back through them over and over trying to build up collections. Yeah, that's a great waste of time. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Four Worlds. I'm just... So, within WordPress, there are like 116 pages of 30 entries each. And I'm doing like one or two pages worth a day. I'm on page 76 and I'm working up. So I've got about two-thirds of this thing to go. But the good news is, the most recent few months, I've been tagging. So I may have to go back and just tag and check anyway. But my goal is Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln, released on Kindle, hopefully by the end of this month. If any of you guys have done Kindle releases, which I know some of you have, any advice you've got, suggestions for tools that works on Windows 7, that's a clean, straightforward, it's just going to be, hi there, here are some stories, and then, blam, the whole collection, an explanation of what the project was, and then at the end, shameless whoring and plugging of the rest of them, and more to come. And it's going to, what do you think, 99 cents? Just get it out there. Just get established, get say, hey, here's something freaking cheap. And I don't know what I'm going to do with the money. Maybe I'll buy Bruin a jeweled collar or something. What do you want? Maybe buy Mist a voice. That cat doesn't say this. You know, it used to be fun when Nardo would come up to me while recording and be like, hey, buddy, how you doing? He'd be like, meow, meow, and he'd jump up here and he'd be all meow, meow, meow. No, we've run out of cats that talk on the podcast. After 12 years, but I've only been doing the podcast for six and some odd, since mid-2005. So, yeah, there's been a lot of changes here and there, but the song remains the same. Isn't that right, Bruin? One day it'll be your turn. Yeah. We're not going to get you a box or a velvet bag. We're going to get you a blender. Yeah, we're going to stick you in a blender and keep it running like an eternal flame, an eternal blender with a cat in it. Yeah, it's all right. You won't feel a thing. Okay, now that I've grossed all of you out, let's move on to Steven, the nuclear man. I'm sure he's just thrilled that he got that long ramble of an introduction. He's like, oh my God, I can hear people clicking stop. I click stop.
The soccer ball careened across the pitch, smacking up a spray of mud as it hit the ground in front of Mitch. Mitch didn't move, just stared upward. The opposing striker ran past, kicking the multicolored sphere into the goal. John, his words a cursing stream of consciousness mixture of Joyce and a drunk sailor, ran to Mitch. Mitch didn't respond, even as John's spittle sprayed across his cheek. Mitch just kept staring upward, sweat beading on his forehead. John's cursing slowed. John slowly lifted his head upward just in time to see the gigantic foot slam into the ionosphere.
Wow. Thank you, Stephen. Sell that one to Michael Bay. I mean, I can see $200 million right there. And that's just the budget for it. You would like, we're talking Titanic. No, not Titanic. Not Avatar. What was that other one? Oh, yeah. What is it? The Hot Chick? What was that one that Schneider did? The one that sucked. Oh, wait. All of them. Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Actually, the Hot Chick meets Titanic would be kind of scary. You know, Rob Schneider should host the Academy Awards. That would be fun. You know, it's just someone who makes lousy movies doing it. I'm not talking Alec Baldwin. Who was the one? Oh, yeah, Billy Crystal did the last ones. How was he? I know, oh, Sacha Baron Cohen as the dictator should host the Oscars. Just let him go nuts. I mean, screw it. These pompous jackasses. Unlike us. We're down to earth. And speaking of down to earth, let's go into space with Guy David, who says, you should go to The Price of Friendship on Patio Books. Ooh, did someone write that? Oh, wait, no, that was Norval Joe, right? Yeah. I admit it, I still need to download. I haven't been in a mood to listen or do anything. I haven't done much walking either. But when I'm done here, I'm going for a walk. And I should load up. See, I'm going to click on it now. The Price of Friendship, Patio Books, family-friendly, safe. Oh, it's family-friendly. Okay. All right, Bruin, it's okay for you to listen to.
Kirin, a 100-word story by Guy David. I stretched the line of my bow and shot a straight arrow using magical fire. The racuda fell down dead. I looted it, got some soft fur and some coins. I look for more racuda. Only 6 more to go. I spotted a few of them, but then I saw it. The majestic Kirin. So rare and beautiful. His long neck towering high above me and his innocent eyes wise. Timeless. I fitted my finest arrow and called up all my magic into it. Air, water and fire. It shot straight through, killing him on the spot. Epic drop. Now I wanted to point out that if this story comes in a little late this time, it's all Philip Narvel Joe Carroll's fault. You see, I started to listen to The Price of Friendship this weekend, and I just can't stop. Darn you, Philip, for writing such an excellent story. You, gentle listener, should listen too, if only to understand my predicament. Just follow the cat over to podiobooks.com, look for The Price of Friendship, and give it a listen. I guarantee you two are going to miss your deadline. Incidentally, this recommendation is exactly 100 words long.
Thank you, Guy. And yes, I'm downloading it now. Downloading all that. Now, see, I don't like to download stuff until it's all up. Because, you know, then it's like, you listen to the first part, it's like, I want the second part. No, I'm not playing your game. Oh, wait, I lost the game. I'm not playing the game of waiting for serial stuff to come out. I want the whole season there, and then boom. You know, watching this Walking Dead thing, it's like, I should just wait until the season's over, and then, you know, watch one of those marathons, or put it on a recorder, and then watch on the recorder. Because I don't want people jerking me around, saying, oh, you have to wait a week until the next one, and here's a bunch of commercials. No. Not doing the commercial thing. No, I'll wait until you're done posting it, and then I can listen to all of it at once. Nah, even though I don't have the time to listen to all of it at once. Although, now that I'm not scrubbing up barf and poop from the carpet and doing the litter boxes every 3 hours, laying on the floor, going, are you okay? Is it time? Are you all right? Who's my buddy? You see, I've got all this free time now, except, nope. Bruin's on the sofa and I'm petting his tummy. Yeah, who's a good boy? Thank you, Guy. All right, who's next? Ooh, Red Goddess, talk with Marie. Proof that the whole "there's no residents out there who aren't adults" part of Sophia's thing at Prim Perfect. You've proven her wrong. You get the chalice. And, well, the spotlight. Here's Red Goddess.
This is the 100-word challenge for Red Goddess, Talk with Marie. This week's challenge? Game. There are countless reality shows about celebrities, famous wannabes, and household attention-hungry strangers. This onslaught is a commercial goldmine for media networks and Ryan Seacrest. Survivor is the most successful show that took watching a packaged game to a heightened level of guilty pleasures. Imagine a bunch of misfits and type A personalities competing for cash or love. They do anything to win. Most gamers lie, cheat, deceive, bully, and outwit their competitors. The worst in people is captured, then spoon-fed to consumers. If anyone questions such damaging behaviors, there's only one true answer. It's just a game.
Thank you. Well, God, Talk with Marie Red God. All these names are so confusing. But at least you got Bonchance to read for you. So did Sevi hand you the leash while I'm not going to ask. That's none of my business. Can you hand me the leash? Right. Okay, we just won't go down that road, shall we? You'd never go on a leash, would you, Boo? No, you are born free. You're as free as the tummy. See, that's going to be the new thing. I'm going to be drinking my Bailey's infused coffee and tummy rubbing my little boy here. I'm not going to call you Buddy. Buddy was his title. I'll figure out a title for you. Although you're Mr. Boo. You're Mr. Boo. Mr. Boo Boo. Yeah. Big old tummy. 2 feet of tummy. He's not fat, though. Not yet. But he'll get there. Then he'll be a big old butterball. Yes, you are. All right. Next up, we have Danny. Okay, Danny. The Meatloaf flying spaceship photo. Yeah. I went to Tree Beers, which is a restaurant in the tunnels in downtown Houston. They had this meatloaf for lunch. And I'm like, ooh. So I wrote flying spaceship. And so we now have Meatloaf flying spaceship. I'll put that up in the show. So here's Danny and his story.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 306, Game. I've titled this one, The Least Dangerous Game. Enjoy. Our rowboat glided towards the dark beach along the shoreline as Dr. Strange Exotic Cookie's castle at the top of the cliff loomed over the beach, lit only by the light of the full moon overhead. The good doctor greeted us as we landed on the beach, adorned with many weapons, including an AK-47 and a bazooka. The doctor looked like a bloated Rambo about to go deer hunting on Dick Cheney's farm. "I take it we will be hunting humans," I stated. "No, you're thinking of the most dangerous game," Dr. Strange Exotic Cookie responded. "This is the least dangerous game. We're hunting mosquitoes."
Thank you, Danny. The least dangerous game. Yeah, actually, Bill, and you would be the least dangerous game because you're just so easy to hunt. Although you're not easy to find at night sometimes. You're like, "I'm going to hide. I want to stay outside." And then it gets to be dawn. And then you turn into dust. Okay, I know it's not as exciting as hearing a cat, as opposed to me jiggling his tummy and keeping his eyes closed and his paws all tucked. But still, for me, it's enjoyable. All right? Maybe if this was a video podcast, you'd be all happy about that, but then, you know, you'd see that I'm wearing my bathrobe and sipping coffee, and I haven't quite sprayed on my hair yet. Next up is Cliff, a.k.a. Uncle Monster. So, who's the aunt? Is it Aunt Monster? I made that joke before, didn't I? I can't remember. Too much Bailey's. Well, anyway, here's Cliff and his story, and, when he remembers to attach it. You know, it's kind of fun when folks, you know, send the thing, and then it's like, oh, damn it, I forgot to attach it. It's okay, man. It's all right. There are folks like that put up pages and pages of, I'm so sorry, I'm so... It's like, relax, it's okay. I have folders and folders of folders and folders of folders of folders. And besides, you're not like Treed, who's going to send in the story at like 9 in the morning. It's going to be, is it too late? And I'm like, you just saw the posting. All right, fine, I'll edit it. And yes, I'm going to move forward with the idea of if stories do come in after I've got the podcast up, I'm going to do like, you know, on Monday, there's going to be like a, hey, it's the after party, man. And just get all goofy with that. If folks are just, you know, if you're like, it's going to take me one more day. Or if the muse didn't hit me, but it hit me while I was listening. It's like, okay, let's go with that. And if folks like it, we'll like it. And if it doesn't work, I won't have to post any anyway. Right. Here's Cliff and his story. No, you probably hit stop by now. That's all right. That's okay. I've hit stop by now. I'm just, you know, doing these blind. Just story, right?
The Players by Clifford Lowe. I watched them sitting around the table, five faces, impassive behind the cards, determined to give nothing away. A tell could be anything, a twitch, a smile. To a real player, the eyes could be read like a road map. The red-headed kid was the new one in the group. He thought he was playing a friendly game of cards. The regulars saw him as easy prey. He adjusted his cards and then looked at Tina. Got any fours? My 10-year-old daughter threw three cards on the table in disgust. Looked like they had a real game now.
Thank you, Uncle Cliff Monster. Next up, we have the man who created the price of freedom, who set the price of freedom. But, you know, there's supply, there's demand, and then, you know, supply of freedom, demand of freedom, those graphs. Maybe there's a freedom subsidy. Maybe there's freedom tariffs. I'm not sure. But still, somewhere in there, where all the lines meet, you get the price of freedom. Oh, shit, it's the price of friendship. Okay, it's the price of friendship. Okay, forget all that I said. You've got the supply of friendship, never mind, I blew it. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship at patiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 306 with a prompt of game. Last week, Lawrence suggested that we do our entire story in a different voice. Well, I recorded twice in an Afrikaans accent and decided I was too offensive that any Afrikaner would be totally embarrassed at how I performed. So I decided to forget that and just read it straight through. So here's my story. Owen crept through the underbrush, an arrow ready in his bow. Across the meadow, he saw the largest doe of his life. An animal that big would feed my uncle and me for a year, he thought, and raised the bow. What are you doing? A girl's voice asked from behind him, and the deer ran away. Owen turned, furious. A girl his own age, maybe 7 or 8, frowned at him. This isn't a game, Owen shouted. My uncle and I needed that deer to eat. She glared and said, This is my grandpa's meadow, and that was our cow. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Yeah, you liked that one, didn't you? Yes, you're just sleeping. Damn. I wish I could take what you're taking. Yeah, we do, good boy. Yeah. Just a flump bucket. That means we have one more story here. And you know who it's by. Let's take a trip down memory lane with Planet Z.
There once was a cat who liked to play fetch. If you threw his toy mouse, he'd chase it, pick it up, and bring it back. Sometimes he'd bring you a toy, expecting you to throw it for him to chase. When his toys were piled up, he'd take them away from the pile. People watched him play this game on a webcam, trying to guess which toy he'd take next. When the Christmas tree went up, he'd put his toys under the tree, one by one. Now that he's gone, the toys sit on a shelf, just gathering dust.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about games. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. And thank you for all your notes. It's, well, you know. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. I know I don't. Until next week, where the topic will be fingers, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.